Welcome along to our FIFA Women's World Cup podcast here from our beIN Sports studios. Usually at 12:30, we're getting a little bit sleepy, but tonight we are absolutely buzzing. Tell us why, Leanne.
Well, we just saw a really, really good game, you know, USA versus France. I'm still smiling. You know, it's, as a football fan and a professional footballer, these are the games you want to watch. These are the games we've all been waiting for, and it didn't disappoint. You know, in the end, France were unlucky, but I also think that America deserved it. You know, I mean, unlucky because they got that late goal and was pushing, but I thought America did fantastic. To go there and win at the Parc des Princes in a sold-out stadium, you know, it was fantastic.
They were so USA, so American in their performance tonight. From the second that whistle blew, they were off the mark. It was all about the US.
Yeah, they were so focused. You know, they're always focused, but you know, I think a lot of people have written them off before this tournament, which I think is really strange because they are number one and they won the last World Cup. So, you know, I think we've seen the Americans leading into the tournament, they weren't absolutely killing teams 15-0, 10-0, 8-0. I mean, they did that against Thailand, but I'm saying like before the tournament. And, you know, you can never write the Americans off because they're just, I always keep talking about the mentality. How do you explain their mentality? But for me, I fell in love with the country 8 years ago when I moved there because they embraced me, you know, my teammates. The mentality is just incredible.
You really love the US, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
I'm interested to see how she's going to be on Tuesday when they play England. But let's have a quick go at the Megan Rapinoe celebration. It was something a little bit like this. But more aggressive in the face, more like...
I'm going to do Ronaldo.
All right, go on then. He didn't play tonight, though. He didn't play.
I love him. I love Megan Rapinoe, but I love Ronaldo.
I was going to say, this woman, she, since her debut in 2011 at the World Cup in Germany, she's now been involved in 8 US World Cup goals. That's a record. 6 assists, 8 goals, and she is on fire. And is she even playing her best football, Leanne?
No, she's not actually. You know, it's amazing. I said Megan Rapinoe is getting all the rewards of what she deserves because, you know, she's a fantastic role model, ambassador for the game. She stands up for what's right. And I think she's getting the rewards that she deserves, you know. And I think, you know, for me to stand here and say she's not had a great tournament would be wrong because she scored some unbelievable goals, you know. But I think she's getting the rewards that she deserves. And, you know, she's in the right place at the right time. She's enjoying it. She's very laid back. And I think her being so laid back helps the players that are in their first tournament, you know.
I love the fact, if you haven't been on Twitter this week and been living under a rock, well, Megan Rapinoe and Donald Trump have had a Twitter spat. And the last thing we heard from Donald Trump was focus on winning the World Cup and scoring goals. And, well, that's exactly what she's gone and done. And she's still not going to be heading to that White House.
No, I mean, it's fantastic. You know, for me, I don't even want to talk about Donald Trump because, you know, I don't want to get into that because we'll be here all night. Okay. But, you know, Megan Rapinoe, what I love about her is that it's nice for me to see someone else that stands up for what they believe in. You know, we're in the minority, if I'm honest. And that's not me saying I'm on anywhere near the same as Megan Rapinoe. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it's nice to see somebody standing up for what's right because I think a lot of the times people enable people to be inadequate and they enable them to get away with not being good enough and not giving the demands of what they need. And I think that's what I love about Megan Rapinoe. She's willing to put herself on the line and doesn't mind what the consequences are. And I'm just happy that the US Women's National Team have stood by her. Yeah. You know, Alex Morgan, Ali Krieger have both tweeted that they won't be going either, and none of them. Yeah. You know, they'll all stick by each other. And I think that's what makes them the best. You know, they stick together.
Absolutely. Will Phil Neville's Lionesses fear the US after what they just saw tonight?
Yeah, I think they'll fear them, but I also think now is the right time to play them because I think England last night were fantastic, you know, and I think if we don't win this World Cup this time, I think it's going to take a while for us to win one. So I think, you know, we almost have to win it this time around, if I'm honest. You know, we've got the players, there's no excuses this time. All the resources, you know, the FA have invested a lot of money, facilities, the girls have a full time now, you know, there's almost no excuses. And I like that Phil Neville said that last night. You know, they were talking about the win and it was a great win, but he said he's not surprised, this is where we should be. So I like that about Phil Neville. I think, you know, a lot of times people have given him a lot of stick, but I think it's great to have somebody that's been in the men's game for so long. Maybe I'm being biased because I'm Man United and he's ex-Man United, but it's great to see someone being honest in their interviews and, you know, not being too over the top.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, actually. He's been brilliant. But we have to touch on the hosts who were out. whatever way tonight would have gone, we would have lost a fantastic team, either the host or the defending champions. What have you made of France's tournament?
Yeah, I mean, they were my favourite team to watch, you know, all the way from the opening ceremony. You know, they were fantastic. And I feel for them. I mean, we were standing here, sitting here tonight, we didn't want the game to end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, watching it from a complete neutral perspective, this is what you want to see. You know, I said it's like a Champions League game. You've got people, sold out stadiums. I mean, Who would have ever thought the women's game could sell out the Prance and it be like a Champions League final? And that's what it felt like, you know, and it was brilliant. And I think France have been brilliant this tournament. I know they're going to obviously feel it, because you do, especially in their home country. You don't get to host very often, you know, once every so often. So, you know, I feel for them, but I don't think they should be too hard on themselves, because they had a fantastic tournament. I just think tonight USA just showed that they've been in this position so many times before. And, you know, maybe as well, like, what maybe doesn't work for them, and the first time we saw it tonight, is that their league in France isn't the strongest league. That Lyon are the best team in the world, along with Wolfsburg, but the league is not as strong. And maybe, you know, I'm not saying that's why they lost tonight, but that's almost something that I've always been amazed by, how good the French are based upon their league not being that great and competitive. But honestly, they've been a pleasure to watch this tournament, and I'm going to miss watching them.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the packed out stadium at the Parc de France, the atmosphere tonight, how many millions were tuning in on television. But also, despite the fact that Lionel Messi and Argentina are currently playing in the Copa America, it was the Women's World Cup with the top three trends. And it just goes to show that the world's talking, finally, and the voices are being heard. But we don't want it to trail off, do we, Leanne?
That's no. The problem. I know. I said this the other day that, like, you know, after World Cups, you know, people come out in their numbers and they love it. And, you know, some of the kids that we coach and we mentor are actually flying to France from America.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, yeah, we don't want it to trail off. But I do think, you know, I'm so happy that the women are trending, because I don't think they would have run a World Cup at the same time as a Copa America and African Cup of Nations. But that's another story. So I'm happy that we're trending, because, you know, I don't think they probably expected that.
Yeah. Join us tomorrow for more stories from the Women's World Cup, where the women are trending. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow live on beIN Sports. Bye.